It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Do you sometimes sing that song with me as I'm coming in the door? Please, won't you be my neighbor? I wanted you to see this wooden elephant. Somebody carved this out of one piece of wood. There's a little tail there. Isn't that beautiful? Boom, boom, boom. There's a huge wooden elephant, even bigger than a real elephant, that stands near the Atlantic Ocean. And I wanted to show it to you, so I went there to visit and had some videotape made of that visit. I'd like to show you that on Picture Picture. Let's see, Lucy the Margate Elephant. There she is. Doesn't look all that big until you get closer to it. And when you do, you see, I'm not even as big as the leg. The outside of it is covered with thin pieces of metal to protect it. That's the elephant's tusk. The water barrel there for it to drink water from. It's all pretend. There's a door in one of the legs. See that door? You can go inside through that door and climb the stairs. Long way to the top. As a matter of fact, there's a big room in the middle, right in the middle of that elephant. And another door, and more stairs. Here's a window for looking out and looking in. Top. It's really high up. And from here, you can look out and see the Atlantic Ocean. There I am at the very top of a very big elephant. Imagine a wooden elephant so big you could go inside. I enjoyed that visit. When I see this little toy elephant, I often think of that big elephant that I visited. In fact, toys often remind me of other things. Our neighborhood has a toy lending library that has toys for people to borrow. And I'd like you to see what that place is like. So let's just go over right now to our neighborhood toy lending library.
I'll take care of that for you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Jim. Molly. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Fred. How are you today?
Good. I wanted you to know my television neighbor. This is Barbara Liftman.
Hi.
And Barbara takes care of a lot of the things here at the Toy Landing Library. Could you tell us some of the things that you do loan to people?
Yes, we have a lot of different kinds of toys here that we loan to the children. We have some trucks over there.
We have a lot of wheel toys.
Yes, we have a lot of trucks. Huh? We have riding toys and some musical instruments. Over here we have lots of different kinds of blocks, baby toys. We have puzzles and lots of books.
Now there's some big things here, like that gymnasium over there with the sliding board. Is that something that somebody could take home?
Well, no, that's one of our big toys. That stays here at the Toy Lending Library, along with the horse and the sandbox. The big toys stay here for the children to play with while they're at the Toy Library.
And each child comes with a mother or a dad or
that's
a babysitter
right.
or somebody?
Yes, they have to have a parent or a grandparent or a caretaker bring them here to the Toy Lending Library.
Uh-huh. I noticed that you had a very interesting looking dollhouse right over here.
Would you like to go look at it?
I would.
Okay, let's go.
All right. This one. I don't think I've ever seen one like this. Does this lift up?
Yes, it does. Isn't this a special dollhouse?
I'll say. And that, I suppose that just all comes apart and you can put it together. And these miniature life toys here.
Yes, don't they look like fun? The yeah. children love to play with these. They make up lots of different kinds of stories.
About families and schools and things.
Yes, sometimes they're the children and sometimes they're the parents.
Did you ever play with playthings like this when you were a little girl?
When I was little, my sister and I had a big dollhouse that we used to love to play with. We'd make up stories about our families and stories about dreams. And we had lots of fun playing together with our dollhouse.
I bet you played for hours at a time, didn't you?
We sure did.
I know there's lots that goes on here with many different children. It must be fun just to look around and watch them play.
Sometimes I just like to take a look around and relax and watch the children play for a long time.
Of having a good time, aren't there?
There sure are. I have two little girls who love to come here. I'm always surprised at the things they find to play with.
They certainly have such imaginations. And it's great that there's a place that they can use them so well.
It sure is. We've really enjoyed our time here.
What's this?
A That's a fancy box that the children used to play with in this house.
That's a little key. Well, if there's anything in it.
I don't know.
I don't see anything in there.
I guess we could pretend that there's something in there.
Oh, sure. That's a great thing about play, isn't it? You can pretend anything.
That's right.
Well, I really need to get back to my place, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you for showing me all of this.
Great. Well, before you go, let me give you one of our toy catalogs to take home. You can look through and see the other kinds of toys that we have here.
Fine. Is that over here?
Yes. Here's that catalog, Fred.
Playthings. Are you sure of a lot of playthings here? May I take this with me?
Yes, please take it with you and come back and see us again sometime
soon. I'd like to.
Soon.
This is a great place.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Different kinds of toys in the world, aren't there? And many different ways of playing with them. Playthings, this catalog is called. I'll just show you some of these pictures in here. Musical instruments. There's a page to imagine your favorite toy. You know, one of the most important things about being a child is that you can take time to learn to play well. It really is important. Trolley, let's make believe now that Lady Elaine comes back from her visit to Southwood and is all ready to open the door of the gymnastic toy room in her museum. The door that hasn't been opened in years. And let's make believe something about Prince Tuesday's bike, the one that Anna Platypus wanted so much. We have a lot to think about as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
I know, Trolley, but I have to practice. You did? Well, I'm trying. Oh, come on, bike. Oh, I hate this bike. It won't do anything right.
Is something the matter, Prince Tuesday?
My bicycle is what's the matter.
What's wrong with it?
It won't keep me up long enough to ride it.
Oh, it takes a lot of practice to ride a bike well, doesn't it?
But I've practiced for a whole day.
It often takes longer than a day. Here, let me see you do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's go.
Oh.
You see, it won't stay up. I don't know why I ever wanted it in the first place.
Well, you wanted it because you wanted to ride, and you will learn to ride. I'll tell you what, I'll hold it, then you get on, and I'll show you how I learned. All right.
Okay. Try again.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. Oh, this is fun.
All right. Now, I'm going to let go for just a little bit. Now, see how you do.
All right.
Oh,
that's better. I like it when I'm riding with you.
Oh, when you're learning something, it's good to have somebody who's already learned it with you. Now try it again.
All right. Here you go.
Very good, Prince Tuesday, you see?
Oh, yes. I want to show it to Anna. Will you come with me?
Oh, sure. Last time I saw Anna, she was dancing with Mr. Aber.
Oh, let's look for her.
Okay.
We could ride along the trolley tracks.
Oh, no. No, no, that's not a safe place to ride a bike.
Why not?
Well, the trolley might come along, and you might not see it and fall right in front of it.
Oh, okay.
Come on, I'll help you find Anna.
Gee, thanks.
Hi, Lady Evelyn.
Hello.
Hi, it's Jay.
Oh, hi, Handyman. Hi, Prince Tuesday.
Hi, Handyman Negri's helping me to ride the bike.
Oh, can you do it without falling?
Some of the time I can. Can't I, Handy?
He's learning.
I want to show Anna. Where is she?
Anna was feeling kind of sad.
Oh, why?
Because she wanted a bike like the one you've got, and her parents said she couldn't have one.
Has she been a bad girl?
Oh, no. They just didn't have enough money to buy one right now.
Well, she can use mine. I was going to let her use mine anyway. Then someday when she gets her own bike, she'll know how to ride it.
Hey, I like your kind of thinking, Tuesday.
I'm feeling good today.
So?
Well, it's easier to think when you're feeling good.
Oh, look. There are Anna and Mr. Aber over at Daniel's clock.
Oh, let's go on over there.
Well, we have to stay right here. We're expecting Lady Elaine to return any minute.
Oh, that's right. Well, please let us know when she arrives.
We will.
Okay.
Now I'll get to see two of my best friends.
I'm sorry you had to be sad, Anna.
Well, Mr. Aber told me I didn't have to stay sad forever. Isn't that right, Mr. Aber?
Well, that certainly is right, Anna.
And we had such a good time dancing,
oh,
didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Hi, Handyman.
Hi,
Prince Tuesday.
Hi, Tuesday.
Hi. Handy is teaching me how to ride so I don't have to fall so much.
Did you get hurt when you fell Tuesday?
Oh, yes. My feelings got hurt a lot.
Oh, I'll bet they did.
I felt like throwing my bike away.
You mean it made you that angry?
Yes, but now it's better. I want to share it with you.
What do you mean, share it with me?
I want to share my bike with you, so you can learn on mine. Then someday when you get yours, you'll already know how to ride your new one.
Why, Prince Tuesday, what a thoughtful thing to say.
I'm not just saying it. I'm doing it.
You mean you want Anna to try it right now?
Right now.
I can hardly believe this.
You're a good friend, Tuesday.
That's what I want to be. Now try it, Anna. And you can try it, too, if you want to, Daniel.
Oh, I'll watch, thank you.
Oh, boy. Oh, girl. I am so excited. This is just exactly the one I wanted.
Oh!
Oh! I never knew it would be this hard.
Oh, well, here, let me help you. Let's back up a little bit so we have a little room.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay, well, I'll try
okay.
again.
Easy does it.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm going to let go a little bit now.
Okay. Oh.
You have to keep on trying, Anna. Handy is such a good teacher.
Hey, everybody, here comes Lady Elaine. We're over at the museum go-round.
Oh, it looks like it might be time to use the master key.
Could we stay here and play?
Yes, just the three of us.
The three school friends?
Oh, of course. And you'll be careful on the bike, won't you?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I'm anxious to see that museum toy.
So am I.
Well, we'll see y'all later, you three school friends.
Okay.
Learning to ride a bike.
Bye.
Now I'll hold you on for this time.
Okay.
They're going to do just fine.
You know, Handy, sometimes I feel so proud of young people, I could just... Where is Lady Elaine?
Well, she's just coming around the corner.
Oh, here she comes.
Well,
somebody's with
her.
Have you all been waiting for me?
We have.
Yeah. Well,
whatever for? I'm not having a party.
We found the key, Lady Elaine.
What key?
The master make-believe key.
You're kidding.
We're not kidding. Show her, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, it shines all right. But does it fly? That's it. Oh, boy.
May I ask what this is all about, so that when Carrie Dale is older, she may understand the excitement of this particular moment in her tender youth?
Well, suppose I explain it to James Michael, and you all can go inside and open the special door.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, Carrie Dale looks so content.
Oh, she has doting parents, and she's a very healthy baby. We are well blessed.
That's for sure.
Well, now, what about a shiny key that flies? There's always something wonderful going on here.
Well, this is make-believe, you know.
Well, I'm well aware of that.
Well, in the museum go-round is a room that hasn't been opened in many, many years. In fact, Lady Elaine has never seen the inside.
Oh, what do you suppose is in that room?
Uncle Friday says it's some sort of a very rare toy. A toy elephant that does somersaults or something. In fact, it's the only one of its kind in the whole world.
Oh, this is a most exciting moment then, is it not?
Indeed it is. Oh, what did you find?
This is all there was in the whole room.
Just this little box?
Well, we turned the master key, opened the door, and expected to find some wonderful something, and this is all there was.
Just a dusty old box.
Yes, and it's even empty.
We expected to find a rare gymnastic elephant. Wait a minute.
What? What is it?
Well, there's something in this dust.
What is it there?
I don't know, but it looks like a penny.
Just an old penny?
It's more than nothing, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. A dusty old penny. It's the kind I used to like to flip. Did you see that?
How did you do it?
How did you do it?
I just flipped the penny and there it was.
Could I try?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did it again.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, sure.
But it was supposed to be such a rare, fancy toy.
But indeed it is. An old box with a penny.
What do you mean, James?
Well, it's a very rare toy. An empty box with a penny plus your imagination.
How wise you are, James Michael.
In make-believe, anything is possible.
Do you suppose it would work with any penny?
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So long as you can imagine it.
Okay. Here goes.
We'll see.
Look! Yeah! Never saw anything like that.
An elephant going around like this.
It does.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I'm going to show this to Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah.
Yeah, dip it in the dust.
And I'm going to show this to Daniel and Prince Tuesday and Anna. Oh, this is fun.
Yes, it is fun. In fact, it's much better than I expected.
Yeah. Find something good every day, don't you?
You can if you look, Lady Elaine.
Keep on looking, Toots. Well, see you all. Now bring the baby inside, James. We can clean up that old room and make a playroom for her in there.
Very good, Elaine.
And you come too, H.J. You'll always be my favorite elephant.
Oh, thanks, Lady Elaine.
Come along.
Come on.
Come on.
Yes, anybody can.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we're going to show them to them now.
Oh, all imagination, Charlie.
Oh, it surely is. We're going to show this to the people inside.
Oh, you're welcome.
So the fancy rare toy turned out to be an old box with a penny and some dust in it. But what made it so special was what each person imagined, and was fun doing together, too. Just like Prince Tuesday with his bike, Handyman Negri helped him, and then the prince could help Anna. Playing is one of the most important things you can do when you're a child. And if you're learning to make up your own kind of play with whatever playthings you have, you're learning one of the most important things for growing. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am. Proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. And I'm proud of your imagination. And being proud of you gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. I was just thinking, sometimes it's fun to play alone. But other times you just feel like sharing your playthings with a friend. And when you see that friend having a good time playing with your things, it can give you an extra good feeling. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.